And what about the characteristics of spiritual teachers as one seeks instruction in walking the pathway of wisdom and self-knowledge? What should the seeker look for in a spiritual teacher? Here, David continues to examine this important issue that he touched upon earlier and will continue to throughout this program. Having discernment is key to your spiritual progress.
Well, we want to know not the obligations of spiritual teachers, but I want to have characteristics. We want characteristics of spiritual teachers. All truth is truth everywhere, under all conditions, throughout all time. Truth is different from a fact. A fact is linear, definable, confirmable. Truth is essence. Truth is essence. And the majority of people have no way of discerning truth from falsehood. So the alignment of the spiritual teacher is to share truth, which is a universal truth. It's not exclusive. It's available to everyone. Available to everyone. The integrity of the purpose, there's nothing to gain or lose. It's not sectarian. It's independent of opinion. Now, truth is quite different from opinion. A lot of times people will write and say, how come you said so-and-so calibrates to so-and-so? They presume there's a you, though, that said that. There isn't any you, much less that you say anything. It's a measurement, like a barometric pressure or an altitude. It just calibrates at a certain thing, and it's devoid of a position, has no requirements or demands, doesn't charge a monthly fee. Now you can get on the internet, and for a fee, you can get enlightened in 30 days, 60 days, or 90 days, depending on which one you sign up for. It can't be done. It can't be done. I appreciate the spirit in which it's presented to the world, but it could take many a lifetime. You can't really, even by coaching, get somebody. And the doorway to full enlightenment, what I call in the writings the final door, is at $9.99. It's not at $5.99. There's some teaching out there, it's at $5.99. That's a misunderstanding. $5.99 is just before you hit 600, which is bliss. Bliss sat in Chidananda. And the bliss state is at 600, one of infinite peace. And it comes right after the ecstatic phase. The final doorway is $9.99. That is a whole different thing altogether. So integrous teachings then, you can't really sign people up and charge them and guarantee that you're going to raise their level of consciousness a couple times a day and they're going to be enlightened in 30, 60, or 90 days. This can't be done. What it does is appeal to the spiritual ego. Now, the calibrated numbers, therefore, the ego, the spiritual ego, will instantly get attracted to want to be better and calibrate higher. The doorway into heaven doesn't have a book of calibrations. You see, St. Peter doesn't say, let's see, you calibrated 422. Well, you got to go to that heaven. You calibrate that. Each of us has an essence. That essence automatically gravitates to that which it is, to that which it is. So don't worry about calibrating higher. So I have two levels. One is scientific. As a clinician, I realize the benefit in many, many fields of being able to tell truth from falsehood. I mean, the world hasn't even glimpsed it yet. What can be done with that? So there's the scientific viewpoint then. The first time in history you can differentiate truth from falsehood. Not only that, but the level of truth, which tells you what paradigm of consciousness you're talking about. Because most confusion is a confusion of paradigm, one speaking from this paradigm. The main one in our world today, in America, is the dispute between consciousness levels below 200 with those above 200. It's really almost like two different societies. And worldwide, the same conditions are war between that which calibrates below 200 with that which calibrates above 200. So it doesn't make you better then, but it does put you in a different crowd of people. An integrous spiritual group is very supportive. You don't necessarily need their physical appearance. The minute you are in your own mind part of that, then you pick up the energy of that. And then when you decline that, you lose the energy of that. All right, I just wanted to say that the spiritual teachers are not supposed to be controlling people, not having any requirements or demands. You got to do this, no oaths, no dues. You don't have to sign up for anything. Because there seems to be a great many, I'm somewhat disquieted when I calibrate some of the better known, that the fallout is quite considerable. I consider it the responsibility of those teachers to have forewarned them of what the temptations are, because they fell innocently into it, because the narcissistic core of the ego is in direct competition with God, and the more godly you get, the more clever it gets in order to survive. Non-binding, you don't have to sign up for anything. You're free to come and go without a rattlesnake being put in your mailbox. It's inspiration. See, you don't see glamorization, seduction, and theatrics. It's because of being pulled into those things, being pulled into the glamour and theatrics and the theater of drama, which is endemic in certain regions of the world. So it's detached from trying to control things out there. It's benign because it's self-fulfilling. It's not intentional. Let's say, is there such a thing as a purpose, though? Well, as I said, I have two motives. One is to share what I think is beneficial, and the other is by using that which is beneficial to delineate a clear path to what the world has classically called enlightenment, realization of the self, God consciousness, whatever name you want to call it. And that's just the progressive disidentification with the linear and the realizing that you are the nonlinear. You're the field in which the linear mind operates. If it wasn't for the field, you wouldn't know what your linear mind is talking about. It's the light that lights up consciousness, lights up the mind itself, so you know what the mind is thinking.